Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Kenya. How may I help you?
Well, Kenya, I'm inquiring. I see a charge on one of my credit cards from your company. I don't call by anything, and it was also at 9 o'clock at night, so that's very unusual as well. Is there any way for you to trace this?
Yes, sir. Can I start out by getting a zip code?
I'm sorry, by what?
Starting out by getting a zip code.
9134.
91344. And that first and last name?
First name is Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Last name is Cox, C-O-X.
Oh, okay, sir. Can I get you verify that shipping address?
17476 Candia Street, Granada Hills, 91344.
Okay, sir. Looks like you had purchased our meal plan.
A meal plan?
Yes, sir. That was helped with your food, like boost your energy, cut your sugar down, carbon craze, you know, help with your appetite.
No. Nope. I would never do that.
Okay, so you didn't purchase it because they have the address on here, and that.
Well, you know, if this is going to be a problem, the very next thing I'm doing in the next 2 minutes is actually calling the bank and shutting off that credit card, because
okay.
I don't know who did that. So I would appreciate a refund on that, immediately.
Okay, well, sir, I do apologize, but them charges are valid.
They're valid?
Yes, sir, but you say that you didn't purchase it. I can get you over to the fraud department. You didn't purchase it?
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's not valid because, number one, I wouldn't order. What is this supposed to be, a food plan or something like that?
Yes, sir, but I can get you. Okay, you say you didn't order. I can get you down to our fraud department, and that surely will help you out. Get that for you.
I have that refunded. That's all. It's just that simple.
Okay, sir, but they're going to get there for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Can I put you on a brief hold for me?
Sure.
Okay, thank you for calling Customer Support. I'm going to get you transferred over to the fraud department. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.